Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total
zero
sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Yeah, it is. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We have for you, Tausch, sort of a Cheesecake Factory menu of items today.
Oh, I love that. That big Mike Holmgren menu of plays that he used to have.
Yes.
Before like you that. Start with your cheesecake, I have to say, I love, you're talking about the weather, and you say it's got a potential high, and Eric was just very excited that there's a potential chance to be tied at 78 degrees. I thought that was really cute.
Right, yes. Really into it.
I can't wait.
Let's start with this. Tausch, have you and your teammates ever been inspired to put out a Christmas album?
The streets of my hometown.
Yes, Travis Kelce and the Kelce brothers are now releasing Christmas music.
It's not the worst I've heard.
I was going to say, I like that. Obviously, the Bears with the Super Bowl shuffle, they did that before. I love it. I think anytime guys are doing something that they have a ton of fun with, even if it sounds ridiculous, like for instance, last year I did the I sang our headlines every Friday. I would grab a song, and sometimes the notes would be, I can't hit Adele's notes, but it's fun to do. So with Kelce, to answer your question, would I have loved to have done an O-line Christmas album? Yeah, I'm as excited about that as Eric was probably about the weather, the temperature potentially reaching its all-time high. So I think it's great, and anytime you can do that, it gives you – you can also look like an idiot, but I think a lot of times that's the best stuff is when you do it as a group and you sound like idiots.
They're trying to sound like idiots, though.
Like they don't get the
but
joke.
But that's hey, isn't that kind of the beauty of it?
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't think you're sounding dumb, but yeah, you probably. Nice. And I don't know. Maybe Taylor Swift has given Travis Kelce some good singing tips, and maybe Jason Kelce. You know, he's obviously a very talented dude. So they're going to sell the albums, and then if it's got a charity component to it, it's I think T. Swift.
We would be more impressed if T. Swift played football.
Yeah, I think that conversation is, well, you can't leave this to me. Like, I don't go out there during your game and try to play. Can't you just come to my show and clap?
That's a great point.
What are you doing here?
Taylor would have to be a place kicker or a punter, probably, right? Is that the only options if she wanted to recreate that and play football? Is that where she'd probably have to be?
Or maybe a DB? I'm not sure.
She looks like she have a lot of good burst.
Hey, did you see this?
Quick, yeah, you're right. Good footwork. She obviously is a good dancer. So, yeah. Maybe she could be DB. I don't know if she's going to have if she's going to want to put her nose in there when they're going to run toss cracks at her and see if she wants to come down and fill. But that would be fun. If she's out there playing DB, I promise you one thing, Josh Jacobs is going to be coming running downhill. We'll see how willing of a tackler you want to be.
Then we'll know.
All right. As we peruse the smorgasbord, did you see this at the World Series?
It says that ball in his glove. And this fan literally tries to take his glove off, pries the ball out of there.
Joe Davis and John Smoltz on the Fox call as two fans tried to grab the ball and the glove of Mookie Betts as he caught a foul ball during Game 4 of the World Series.
I did see that, and so I'm always a big proponent. I want fans involved. I want them making a lot of noise on third down. I want them getting everybody amped up. Like, that's a huge part of sports. But there's no place for any of this. I mean, the fact, and I can't remember the name of the kid back in like the mid-90s when it was the Baltimore Orioles, Myers maybe, reached over and grabbed a home run. And at that point, they didn't have the replay review, and they gave I think Derek Jeter, a home run. It swung the series.
That's right.
Now with cameras, I think it ended up being an interference last night, and Mookie Betts did a good job of controlling himself. But when you start tugging at people's arms and hands, and Mookie Betts is a stud, no place for it. I know they ejected him, but then I heard this morning that there's a chance that they could come back yet. They're not banned. Fans have to understand you can't mess with the actual game. Because I always thought it was kind of interesting when you'd hit those ground rule doubles and a kid would grab the ball, but that was kind of unknowingly. Here you're knowingly like tugging at arms and trying to pull the ball out. I thought it was kind of Bush League, if I'm being honest.
Okay, if we can get to our last one here, AmFam Championship, which I know you've covered a number of years, Tausch. I think you do your show live out there. Switching to team format, Steve Stricker making that announcement, or the AmFam Tournament. Strick told us this summer that he was planning on doing that. I really applaud them. And this is this isn't some charity golf outing that's decided, well, we're going to do this instead this year. This is a professional golf tournament, a successful championship, decided we're going to try to do something totally new.
Yeah, I love it, and I think from a golf standpoint, with what LIV has done and brought team aspect into it, you can't just stand pat and do the same stuff and expect to have any type of innovation or doing anything different. Golfers are by nature, it's a very selfish sport. You have to put in all the time. There's nobody complaining and saying, I mean, you can complain about your caddy maybe giving you the wrong club, but it's you. And I think that everybody craves that team mentality. So for golf to do this, and I think you can't do it all the time, but to have some unique events where you get to partner up with somebody else, it'd be cool if it ends up being Jerry and Steve competing with each other rather than against. I don't know exactly how they're going to format it, but it's always fun, I think, to get something unique and different. And now with the Champions Tour, I think this is going to be the first of its kind. I love the whole concept of it.
We covered a lot of ground today, Tausch.
Do you guys like that cheesecake? So when I go somewhere, you kind of are going there for a reason, though. Do you like the concept? Because then you sit around, especially if you go with your whole family, and it ends up being a 35, 40-minute operation figuring out what you're going to look through on that cheesecake menu.
I'm 100% with you. I want a small menu. I want a few steaks, a couple of chops, give me some pasta, give me some fish,
pasta,
and we're done with it. Right?
Bam.
I want limited options.
And I'm gonna ask you this. Have you had widget? I had a great meal last night. Bone marrow butter. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Bone marrow butter. Try it with your next steak.
Mm-hmm. Look for it on your grocer's shelves. 7:59. Thanks, Tausch, on Wisconsin's Morning News.
See ya.